every year when the calendar permits it, because other times there are different feasts that have precedence. But on this day, the 4th of February, usually we have, at the very least, a commemoration of the saint whose feast it is today, St. Andrew Corsini. Now, St. Andrew, who was born because his parents were from the nobility of Fiesole, near Florence, had made a vow to God that they should have a son, and consecrated him when he was born to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He was born in 1302. He studied and did the regular things that were available at that time. Of course, Florence was a very great and powerful and faith-filled community at that time, much more so than it is today. Today we have the vestiges of that which was. But nevertheless, it was at that time that all these wonderful things were going on. Well, whenever there is a lot of wealth and a lot of things that are going on, there's also corruption. So the young Andrew, at first, led what the writers say is a dissolute life. Whatever that may mean, I don't really know. They don't go into description, into detail. But then he found out that his mother, when he was born, had consecrated him to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then he thought, how can this be? How can I live like this and behave like this if I have been consecrated to the Blessed Mother of God? So he changed. So he went on retreat, and then he went to the Carmel of Florence, and he asked admission into the Carmel, and so he became a Carmelite friar. He preached and he grew in holiness. His fame grew too, and many, many miracles came to many of the faithful through his hands, through his prayers. When the Bishop of Fiesole, of course this was all in Florence, when the Bishop of Fiesole died, his name was brought up to the Pope for him to be the next bishop, the successor of the Bishop of Fiesole, especially since his family was a noble family of Fiesole. And so the Holy Father named him Bishop of Fiesole. He did not want it, and he tried to run away and hide, but finally he agreed. And so he spent the rest of his life as the Bishop of Fiesole, a very holy bishop, making many changes and reforms, and cleaning things up as they should have been. And then on the eve of Christmas of the year 1372, the Blessed Mother appeared to him and said to him, "You will die on the Epiphany." And so he said, "Well, I need to prepare." And I think he did tell a couple of people, but you know how that is. A secret between two persons is not a secret at all. So it began to be known that he just stayed away from everybody and prepared through prayer and more prayer and sacrifice and penance. And then on January the 6th of 1373, he died, according to the prophecy of the Blessed Mother. So he was given to his family and to the church and to Florence and Fiesole as a gift, and he was taken back also by the Blessed Mother on the Feast of the Epiphany when the manifestation of the Son of God was made. So today we honor St. Andrew Corsini, great bishop of Fiesole. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.